Welcome back to the WCHL Afternoon News. Aaron Keck with you here today. And we are joined now by Ginny Bell, the Executive Director of Farmer Food Share, and Britt Foxworth, the Community Relations Manager. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We're here talking about Farmer Food Share, which is an event that's going on right now, and especially from the 17th to the 21st. But right now, it's been going on all month long at farmers markets all over the Triangle, and I think just about every single one in the Triangle, right? All of the ones in Orange County, Pittsburgh, Chatham County, Durham, Wake.
Yes, at 17 local farmers markets.
17 local farmers markets, which is incredible just in and of itself. I grew up in Lansing, Michigan. We had one farmers market that was open twice a week, and we were really excited about it. There are 17 farmers markets here, which just blows my mind every time I think about it. But during the month of June up through the 21st, you can go to any one of those 17 farmers markets and contribute to a really good cause, which is Farmer Food Share, which you're doing for the sixth year now, right?
Yeah, so Farmer Food Share is a nonprofit organization that connects people who grow food with people who need food. So we're working to make sure that everybody in the community has fresh local food available to them, regardless of income level.
So what does it entail exactly?
Yeah, so the Farmer Food Share Challenge takes place at local farmers markets. We have our initial programs called the Donation Stations. Mm-hmm. It's a farmers market-based approach where community shoppers can make donations of fresh produce or cash at farmers markets. Any cash donated is then used to buy more fresh produce from local farmers. And each farmers market partners with a local hunger relief organization to get that fresh local produce to people who really need it.
And it's a different hunger relief organization for each different farmers markets. I'm looking at Table and Porch for Carrboro. Chapel Hill is doing Club Nova, and the list just goes on and on from there.
Yeah, so it's very local. So each farmers market works with a very local food pantry. Could be a community kitchen. It's very customized based on the community and the need in that community.
And part of the idea is to get up a supply of fresh food as opposed to preserved and canned and processed and everything to donate to people so people have good, healthy food to eat, and also to build up a reserve for the winter time too.
Absolutely.
Right?
So the donation stations operate every week that there's a farmer's market. But we get a lot of donations during the busy season when there are lots of shoppers, there's tons of produce. But during the winter, people still need good, healthy food. And there are great social service agencies all around the Triangle doing good work, but fresh food is often in short supply. So what we're really challenging the community to do during June, during this time of plenty, is to donate to a buying reserve for the winter so that we can continue to make purchases of fresh produce, so we can make fresh food available to the needy in our community.
And how great is the need in the community? This is another opportunity for us to talk about the fact that Orange County is the most affluent county in North Carolina, and yet there is still such a great amount of need here.
It's tremendous. So if we're talking about Orange County, one in five North Carolinians, one in five people in Orange County are at risk for hunger, are food insecure. So that means over 20,000 people in our county are food insecure. So it's a huge problem, and the number's higher for children. One in four children in North Carolina are food insecure, which is the politically correct way of saying at risk for hunger, don't know where their three meals a day are going to come from.
Yeah, and we've talked to people just this week who reminded me of the fact that, you know, certain elementary schools, for instance, in I think it's Orange County schools in particular, but Chapel Hill Carrboro has these same pockets where there's elementary schools where I think more than 80% of the kids are on free and reduced lunch. That's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So absolutely. And we certainly see that there's a lot more need in the northern part of Orange County. You know, in the Hillsborough area, we've got some schools that have 75% of children on free and reduced lunches. There are schools in Durham that now have 100% of children on free and reduced lunches. So that means that breakfast and lunch oftentimes are, you know, available through the schools, which is fantastic. But certainly lets you know that there's a big hunger problem.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, It's It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's another example of it's a great thing that we're doing and such a sad thing that it's necessary. But yeah, such an important thing around here. So how many people are we're speaking with Ginny Bell, by the way, executive director of Farmer Food Share. How many people are involved behind the scenes making this happen?
So we've got just a few staff members, but we've partnered with over 20 farmers markets across North Carolina, hundreds of farmers, dozens of social service agencies, food pantries, community kitchens, and hundreds of volunteers. So this program runs on volunteer power. We encourage anybody who wants to get actively involved to consider coming out to farmers markets, make a donation, purchase food, donate to the buying reserve, or volunteer.
Mm-hmm. And again, the donation stations are out right now throughout the month of June. But from the 17th to the 21st, so next week, is going to be the big final push,
the
right?
The big culminating push for the Farmer Food Share Challenge. So join us. Help us raise a buying reserve for the winter season when food is scarce. Donations of all size make a difference.
And volunteers are going to be out at all of the different farmers markets and really getting out the vote as it is.
Absolutely.
As it were,
yeah. And we've got a fantastic raffle. So mm-hmm. you can make a donation by purchasing raffle tickets and winning all sorts of awesome prizes from local businesses.
What are some of the prizes?
Oh, we've got gift cards from Steel String Brewery, Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe, Videri Chocolate.
Ooh.
If you like coffee, we've got Market Street Coffee participating, and we've got Carborough Coffee Company, Open Eye, Driotti.
You sold me at Steel String Brewery. Everything else was just gravy. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So, and you can buy raffle tickets at any of the farmers markets,
I assume? Of the farmers markets, and also available online. So our website is farmerfoodshare.org. We have information on our homepage, and we've also got a special page called The Challenge.
All right, awesome. And on the 21st, there's going to be some sort of special things at farmers markets too, right?
Absolutely. So we will have, in addition to the raffle and normal activities through the donation station, we'll have kids' activity tables, all sorts of arts and crafts, fun scavenger hunts. We will have information on preserving, freezing, all sorts of storing techniques so that you can take advantage of the summer bounty and save some for your own home kitchen in the winter.
Sounds good. And that's when the raffle is going to be too, right? On Saturday the 21st?
Yeah, the drawing will probably be the following week. But
okay.
Participate on the 21st, absolutely.
Right. Sounds good. Ginny Bell, Executive Director from Farmer Food Share. How did you get involved in Farmer Food Share?
Well, I got involved with, I've been interested in sustainable agriculture and local food for a long time. I used to work in the public school system and saw the incredible need, even in affluent communities like ours here in Chapel Hill, and got interested in getting involved in food justice work, making sure that fresh food, good food is accessible to everyone in the community. Along the way, I as a farmer's market shopper, saw the donation stations, learned more about Farmer Food Share, and started volunteering.
How long have you been involved?
I've been involved with Farmer Food Share for about 2 years now.
Wow. Already executive director?
Yes.
All right. So the event's going on right now, Farmer Food Share, at 17 different farmers markets, again, around the entire triangle. If you're in Durham, Chatham, Chapel Hill, Carborough, Hillsboro, Wake, Cary, Raleigh, it doesn't matter. There's a farmers market near you. So go and check it out. And again, the big push is going to be from the 17th through the 21st. So definitely check it out and get involved in the website one more time.
Farmerfoodshare.org. So if you can't make it out to the markets, check out the website. You can make a donation to the buying reserve there.
All right. Thank you so much, Ginny Bell, Executive Director. And again, check those out at farmers markets all over the triangle.
Thanks for having us.